till your soul's reborn. Throw your head back and release, cause the music's so, so sweet. Indulge in the sultry sweep, come on, get it on your feet. Let's party all night long, let's dance until they bone. Now leave until the moon, dance until your soul's reborn. Throw your head back and release, cause the music's so, so sweet. Indulge in the sultry sweep, come on, get it on your feet.
Come on, get it on your feet. Party all night long. Dance until the moon. Dance until soul thing. Not everyone understands house music. It's a spiritual thing, a body thing, a soul thing. A soul thing. Not everyone understands house music. It's a spiritual thing, a body thing, a soul thing, a soul thing. Not everyone understands house music. It's a spiritual thing, a body thing, a soul thing.
KPFK. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to One Track Mind. My name is Christy Lomax. I'm your host. I'm your DJ. And I'm so happy to be here on this Friday, October 31st. Happy Halloween to one and all. We had a little bit of rain, much needed in drought-ridden California. So all praise is due to the rain gods. Whoop whoop, raise a glass and all of that. We need it. But on the flip side of that, my Californian people, my LA folks especially, please be careful out there on the road, because you know how y'all drive. Not that good. At any rate, you know, we had a special show. We do have a special show planned for you this evening, because I do have a guest in studio. The wonderful Mr. Victor Font, a.k.a. Mr. V.
Oh, yeah. What's up? Wow, really? It's like that when it rains out here?
It's
everyone
like,
doesn't know how to drive, huh?
It's like that, you know.
Well, you know, you guys could borrow some of this New York rain we got coming, you know?
Really?
Yeah, there's a big, big boy coming.
Big
yeah,
storm?
Yeah, it's actually... We should be getting snow by Sunday.
Really?
Believe it or not. Yeah, I think already, which is unheard of. But in this time and age, I don't think anything is surprising anymore with
Indeed.
The way we're going with this weather. So.
Indeed. You know, it's usually been on Halloween for like the past 3 years. It's usually been 90 degrees. So actually, this Halloween has actually been a lot cooler. If you can say 70 degrees is cool. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it hasn't been as hot as it usually is on Halloween. But at any rate, you know, welcome to KPFK, welcome to One Track Mind. So much in store for the folks with your music and your mix. I'm so glad to have you here.
Thank you.
Are you I heard you talking earlier, you have a 5-year-old daughter. Is she into it? Is she understand?
Yeah, no, she's into the house thing, man, big time.
No, not the house thing, the Halloween thing.
Oh, the Halloween, absolutely, man. She dressed up as a princess. If I gotta hear Frozen anymore, I think I downloaded it for her, and all I hear is "Let It Go, Let It Go." I even thought about doing a house mix. That's
really?
How long I heard the record. So, you know, but she's into music, man. She's into the whole, you know, she's very animated. You know, you know, she's gonna be something. I don't know what, but she's gonna be something. No, I definitely, you know, get that from her, man. But you know, she loves Halloween, man. I saw a picture of her. She's dressed as a princess, you know, rightfully so. You know, so you know, she's gonna live that out for another year, and then you know, I'm gonna see if I can talk to her and have her dressed as Michael Myers or something like that. You know,
Michael Myers.
Yeah,
okay, that's a switch.
Matter of fact, you know what? Maybe Michael Jackson.
Maybe Michael Jackson.
Yeah, I'll probably have a get down like that, you know?
Okay, well, you know, or maybe she'll pick.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, you know, she got to live for me, though. You know, she can't be princess every year.
Okay, you know? Indeed, indeed, indeed. So is it crazy in your neighborhood with trick-or-treaters? Are people pretty neutral or what?
It's pretty neutral. I think the only worry we have in New York is just watching out for the candy.
Mm.
What people give, you know, to a lot of the kids these days. I think that's pretty much it in terms of worries. But anything else after that, it's really not as crazy as it used to be.
Okay.
You know, people, you know, definitely are slowing down on things. Like, for me, like on Halloween, when kids, I think the reason why a lot of kids don't come to my house anymore is because they're giving veggies. I put broccoli, some carrots in the bag. You know?
A real buzzkill on Halloween.
Oh, yeah. Super buzzkill. You know? Man. So, yeah. Now, I try to tell people, these kids, about kale. You know, mm-hmm. I try to roll it up and, you know, throw some kale in there.
Is the new dark chocolate? Is that what you try to sell them on? Kale is the new dark chocolate. You'll love it, kids, really. But you talked about the music, and you are here for a party going down tomorrow night, the Dia de los Muertos celebration with yourself, DJ Spin, Real Soul, who's no stranger to One Track Mind.
Exactly. He's coming back from Costa Rica tomorrow, so shouts to Will Real Soul doing it big out in Costa Rica, man.
Absolutely. They love him there. He's been there quite a few times in the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. But in terms of you and the music, so, you know, when or how did you, you know, first get introduced to house music? When did you fall in love with it?
Oh, man. It all started, I believe, in 88, 89. My aunt was a bouncer but security at a nightclub called The World on the Lower East Side of New York City. And, you know, she was actually good friends with my mom, and it was this club that was around the neighborhood, literally a block away from where I lived from. So, I always wanted to go out and just explore that avenue. And since it was around the block, you know, I figured why not? So I did something which I rarely discuss on radio, and it's not even on my bio, but I went to the Gap. I got myself a shirt, and I took some of my mother's eyeliner, and I kind of drew a mustache. You know, it kind of like blended it in as much as I can. Obviously, she saw it because my makeup job is horrible. She pointed it out. She didn't deny me, but at the same time, she did let me in, and I got exposed to, you know, hip hop at the time, which was big. Audio 2, Bismarcky, and all that stuff. But the DJ was so good. He would play hip hop, and then he just started playing house, D-Light, Soho Hop music. You know, a lot of the Pal Joey stuff from back in the days. Frankie Knuckles. A lot of the Dave Morales stuff, you know, the stuff from back then, you know, Robert Owens and stuff like that. So I got into it because I saw the difference between the hip-hop crowd and the house crowd. You know, it was, when it came to hip-hop, there wasn't really much dancing. Everyone was just too into girls and, you know, so on and so forth. And then when house came on, a circle opened up. And it was just people just dancing against each other. And I thought it was great. You know, this was the time when polka dots was in, you know, and people were wearing suspenders and the high top boots and all that stuff. So, you know, steel toe boots and stuff. And it was just a whole different culture. So I just got hooked ever since then. And you know, I had a neighborhood friend. His name is Lord G, who used to be with Def Mix. And he was a DJ, the only neighborhood DJ who I would go see. And he lived like two buildings away from me. So, you know, growing up in the projects, it's like a melting pot. You know, there was Dominicans, Blacks, Asians. You know, we were all together, you know, just in one big complex. You know, when you have apartments and all different types of things, you know, you're going to get eventually something's going to come out of it. So being surrounded by that and Sweet 16s and apartment parties and all that stuff, you know, it was only right that something was going to come out of it. So I got exposed to all different types of music, from freestyle to hip hop. Plus, it was New York City. You know, at the time, it was the birthplace of hip hop. So we were getting exposed to a lot of things you couldn't hear on the radio. And Red Alert, you know, was the one that was the king of New York radio. And this dude played everything. You know, there wasn't anything that you know, he didn't play that we all didn't know. And then later on came the John Robinsons, Daryl James, Tony Humphries on the radio, and just so many people, man. And I just love the musical aspect about it. It was just a total different culture.
And so when you got your first set of turntables, I mean, now you're sort of known for house music. Mm-hmm. Did you really, in your early days, were you you know, sort of mimicking your, those DJs? Were you always playing a wide variety, or did you instantly just hone in and you were like, that's going to be my, my specialty?
I wasn't a soulful head because I didn't know what it was until I met Louis Vega. That's when I knew about the sound. It just didn't have a name yet. But when I was with Lord G, he was playing more tribal, more dance cut, and he was into the gay circuit. So he was playing for more of the Muscle Boys, the Tank Top Boys, and stuff like that. Now, the music wasn't too far off, but it wasn't as soulful. It was more beat-driven, more heart-driven than it was. And the venue Lord G was a resident at was Sound Factory Bar, and I used to do lights there. He got me a job to do lighting. And I remember he took me on a Wednesday, and I couldn't believe that there was a party going on a Wednesday. It was a school night. Mm. So he took me there, and I got exposed to that whole underground network thing. Barbara Tucker was the host. Louis was the resident. And just the vibe I got from there was just unreal. It was like, it was finding, it's kind of hard to explain. It's almost like finding something that you always wanted. And when you finally get it, you're just like, oh, and you throw everything else away. It was just that right there. And I just kept going every Wednesday from there on in. You know, it affected my school for a little bit, but it was just something. It was something I had to do, and
I had to sacrifice my education.
Yeah, no, I did not too much, but on Wednesdays I would go out, and it just sacrificed my Thursdays. That's all, because I would want to stay there till 4 and not go to school the next day. Like every Thursday would be just that, like a repeat. But it's just something I just love to do, man. And I remember wanting to do lights there, and there was a guy named Eric Tremax who used to do lights there. Man, he was so anal, man. He didn't wanna let me do lights there. You know, I used to ask him just one night, man, and he just never did. And one day he got sick, and I got the phone call, and it was the one night I was preparing for. And the minute I got the phone call, I started, you know, hearing stuff from Louis. Like, I started hearing records. I went to my boy's house, and he was giving me all this stuff on cassette, and I studied his music. So when I got to the club and I started doing lights for him, I knew every single record he was playing, and the lights were going with it, and it totally blew his mind. It wasn't like a typical light guy that was just on and off. Like, I knew everything. Like, when there was a break, lights would change, moods would change, and it just blew him away. And right there, he gave me a business card, and he was like, call me tomorrow, we gotta talk. And then that was it.
So you helped accent the music, the drama and the music with the lights. That's what made, that was your specialty.
Yeah, Louis saw something special in the on and off button that I was pressing. So.
Was it literally just the on and off? You had some other effects, right?
Yeah, there was a lot of things. Remember Ariel, who still does lights. Yeah, Ariel from Body and Soul was my teacher. So he taught me basically how to bring music to life through lights. You know, I learned so much from him. And I just added it to my repertoire and just, you know, show Louis what I can do as a light guy. And
so what was the best, what was the most important lesson you learned about being a light guy from Ariel? Because Ariel's like internationally, you know what I mean? When you go to Body and Soul and
being a light guy is almost like being a DJ. You know, you have to set moods, you know, in the beginning. Like, obviously, when you start a club and there's no one in the room, you can't just go blazing where the lights are going crazy. Like, if you really want to give somebody a seizure the minute they actually get in. So, it's, you know, it's just setting the moods, you know, how to really bring in the lights slowly but surely before you get to the peak hour and everyone's in. You know, it's just all about moods, you know, how to be in moods and, you know, do certain things. So, you know, I learned etiquette, light etiquette. You know, there's an etiquette to everything. Everything everybody does, you know, you have to know what to do. You can't just come in and rah rah rah, and you know, same thing with DJing. You know, there's so many DJs that the minute the doors open, they're playing blazing fast, and there's no one in there, and it scares people away. You know,
so who gave you your first break as a DJ?
Oh man, it was when it came to Mr. V, my first break, it was Louis at Vinyl. I think it was for his birthday, and he put me under pressure. You know, I was just like, I wasn't really ready. Like, I was practicing all the time, but I never asked him to play, and he just put me on the spot. He was like, I want you to play. And I was like, I'm not going to play. He was like, well, that record's going to run out, and these people are going to say something, so you better go get something. And I had to go get something, and I had a mix. It wasn't the greatest mix, but, you know, he just put me under the pressure, and he was telling me, he was like, look, man, you know, you got to grab the bull by the horns. You know, you got to, you know, get that nervousness out of you. If you really want to do this, then, you know, you got to do it, you know, and And that was my first experience as Mr. V. Beforehand, before I was Mr. V, Lord G gave me a break at this club called Palladium. Mm. And I've never seen a room clear out as fast as I did. And I played the Buckethead's The Bomb, all right? And that record was big. But the problem was, these kids were listening to hip-hop before I got on. So when I played that, it literally cleared the room. I've never seen bartenders look at me with this angry face. Like I just ruined their entire night. And that was my first bomb. I had maybe two or three bombs in my life, but that one was most notable, man, because DJs were like, yo, you done? I'm like, dude, I'm only on my third record. They were like, yeah, but you're pretty much done because ain't nobody here. So, and it was packed in there when I got on. So, you know, it was the first time I ever cleared a room, man.
Wow. And so Louis, you know, gave you that start with, you know, as you're saying, as Mr. V. Mm-hmm. And then, so what was another sort of pivotal moment that, you know, you went from, you know, taking that first nervous step with Louis to then saying, okay, you know, I could really do this and I'm gonna work at this. This is gonna be my future.
Well, I never sought out to be any of this, to be honest with you. I mean, I think it wasn't until 2002, 2003 at the conference, went to music conference, where I gave Louis a demo of Just Dance. And it was just a demo. I wanted to get into production because I saw Alex Alvarez working on an MPC 2000, and he was working on a record with Arnold Jarvis, and we were sharing the same office in New York City at Bass Hit Studios, and he was an intern for Kenny Dope, but I was working in the office for Louis Vega, which was Masters at Work for both of them, Kenny and Louis, for about 5-6 years. And you know, Alex was in the studio, so, you know, me and him got close because we saw each other every day, and, you know, we actually shared each other's experience working for the boys, you know, and having to do a bunch of things for them, so we kind of clicked, we related to each other that way. So when I saw him work on this machine, I was blown away, man, like, at the music he was creating on this one machine. And I was just like, wow, I want to do the same thing, man. And he was like, well, look, all you need is $1,000, man. Go on eBay and you buy yourself an MPC 2000. And I did. I saved up all my money. I got a couple gigs, and I went on eBay and I bought the machine. I didn't know what I was doing. I would call, instead of looking at the instruction booklet, Alex was my instruction booklet. Sooner or later, that had to come to an end because I became annoying. Mm-hmm. But I started cranking out beats and stuff like that, and then I opened up a credit card account to Guitar Center, and I just started applying for credit cards. And I'll never forget this is how Mr. V was born. It was an American Express brochure. I picked it up and I just started writing. I put all this false information of what I made, you know, anything you can do to get a credit card,
right?
You know, I
right.
There's people laughing right now, but
nobody's laughing. Everybody knows you're keeping it 100.
Yeah. So there's a box that says Mr., Mrs., and so on and so forth. So I put Mr., and then I put V, and then I had to pick up a phone call. And while I'm on the phone, I'm looking at the brochure, and it just says Mr. V on it. And after I finished the phone and I hung up, I knew that was my name. And I was like, okay, I'm going to stick with this because it's simple and it's small. It's not something dramatic and big. You know, it's not a full name. It's just a name, Mr. V, period. And that's how Mr. V was born. But it wasn't until 2003, man, when he played the demo of Just Dance and everybody left that building in the conference and was like, wow, your record is really, really good. And I couldn't understand what was so good about it because to me it wasn't finished. But to Louis Vega, it was finished. And that was it.
My in-studio guest this evening is Mr. V. In town again because he's playing tomorrow night for, it's officially the Dia de los Muertos. I'm going to call it Party Jam. with Real Soul, DJ Spin, G-Dub, Sid Perry, George Vibes, and Larry Espinosa. Louis Hale will also be in full effect, probably doing some of his great spoken word performance. 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. I think we're going to give away some tickets tonight, right, Larry? Okay.
Yeah, four tickets.
We're going to give away some tickets so some lucky folks can go party tomorrow night and, you know, work it out for this sort of extended celebratory weekend. Saturday, November 1st, 2014. Tickets are still available, right, via Eventbrite.com. And you want to RSVP, I guess, as well, at House on the East Side, 14@gmail.com, because you know it's a secret location with a lineup this big and this bomb. You know you have to protect that out here. And so the location is TBA. I will not be telling you where that's going down tonight, but we will be giving some tickets away, and those lucky winners will know exactly the location, but I can't give it out. So definitely hit up houseontheeastside14@gmail.com if you want to RSVP to this event. Dia de los Muertos with Mr. V, Real Soul, DJ Spin as the headliners. It's One Track Mind right here on 90.7 FM KPFK. We're going to have Mr. V get into the mix in the next hour. I still have, you know, a few more questions for you. But I think what we're going to do, because I don't want to shortchange people on the on your wonderful 60-minute mix, is somewhere in between while you're mixing, I'm going to ask you a question and you could just like answer it and then flow right back into that mix.
Okay.
All right. 90.7 FM KPFK. And let's see. We're going to make this work. And we'll be back with more music and Mr. V in the mix right after these messages. Do stay close.
Namde from Radio Aphrodisia. Join us every Saturday as we nice up your weekend. It's all about music from Africa and the African world. Radio Aphrodisia, 4 to 6 p.m. It's Champeta Criolla from the coast of Caribbean, Soca Calypso, Juju Music, Musica Afro-Cubana, Cha-Cha-Cha, Afrobeat High Life. It's all in the mix. Radio Aphrodisia, Saturdays, 4 to 6 p.m. Showtime. Tune in.
Rita Gonzalez from The Out Agenda. Our guest this week is Boyce Hinman, founder of the California Communities United Institute. Join us as we learn some of the propositions on Tuesday's election. That is this Monday. Just log on to kpfk.org, click audio archives, then The Out Agenda.
This is KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM Santa Barbara and at kpfk.org for the world.
Darkness falls across the land. The midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. The demons squeal in sheer delight. It's you they spy, so plump, so right. For though the groove is hard to beat, yet still you stand with frozen feet. You try to run, you try to scream, but no more sun you'll ever see. For evil reaches from the crypt to crush you in its icy grip. Thank you.
90.7 FM, KPFK. Christy Lomax, your host and usually your DJ, but tonight it's the Mr. V takeover. V, how you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good.
Yeah?
Yeah, man.
I'm in here feeling this groove you laying down.
Thank you, man. Shouts to Los Angeles, man, for tuning in. Everybody driving around, going to their favorite spot tonight and tuning in, man. Thank y'all so much. I'm getting a lot of tweets and stuff, man. If you want to tweet me, man, twitter.com/DJMRV, man. Getting a lot of love on my phone and on Instagram and stuff. So instagram.com/DJMRV. Super easy, man.
Super, super, super easy. We left off, you were talking about having just created Just Dance, and you didn't really think it was
finished.
Yeah, but I was going to say one of the reasons that I dug the track is because it was sort of really raw, really street, and you have brought sort of that, you know, hip-hop feel back into house music in a way that really wasn't corny and that we hadn't really heard in a while. You know, after it sort of took off and started taking you around the world, I mean, did you really, you know, other than from the technical aspect of it, did you begin to recognize what other people were really seeing in that? Or is it still, you listen to it today and you're like, eh?
Nah, I only, Just Dance comes from stuff that I saw in New York, you know, going out and seeing a lot of dances and circles and stuff like that. You know, people come into clubs and with jogging pants and their book bag and putting their book bags and speakers and just bringing baby powder to the club and, you know, really setting the atmosphere and the tone for any party, you know, and that's what dancers do. Without that, a DJ's really, you know, you can only get off but so much. You know, you need, dancers are what I call icebreakers. You know, you always have people against the wall, but when dancers come in the club and they express themselves through the music, it's no other feeling, man. It only makes the DJ's job a lot better. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of people who just go out and they just hug a wall or hold on to a beer all night, you know, until they're finished and get another one. So, you know, a lot of dancers, they express themselves regardless of who's there. You know, they could care less. So I only wrote from what I saw, and it was all from just being a DJ myself and also dancing too. You know, I kind of did my little dance thing as well. I used to, if you want to search on YouTube, I used to be on MTV's The Grind back in New York in the 90s. It'll be very hard for you to find it, but if you really want to dig, you can see me on an episode. I found myself. I'm not telling nobody links or anything, so I'll keep that to myself. But you know, I used to dance too, so from a dancer's perspective, man, I just wanted to you know, write something for the dancers, about the dancers and what they expressed and what they felt. I didn't think it was going to take off, though. Like I said, I didn't think it was finished. And when Louis heard it, he was just like, dude, this is done, you know. And all of that was freehand. Everything I did, I played keys and bass on that. And my boy Ben Cohn from Boston, you know, he did the piano work. He was with a jazz band. And I asked him to just, you know, I loved his piano work. And we did two records together. And he decided to go back to Boston, you know, so... You know, that's where it took off, you know.
90.7 FM KPFK. We got to get V back in the mix. This is live in studio, so we are going to play a little bit more. We're going to come back and talk a little bit more. But Mr. V, my special guest DJ tonight on One Track Mind. This is music for your Friday night life.
Free.
90.7 FM, KPFK, Mr. V in the mix for about another 20 minutes or so, putting it down, giving you a taste, just a taste. I'm sure he's holding back a little bit, but giving you that good on this Halloween in anticipation, in preview of what's happening tomorrow night at Dia de los Muertos, celebrating the birthday of Elia Lopez, who is also here in the house with Larry Espinosa, also on the bill. Heck, he's not just on the bill. He's throwing this piece. This is Larry's thing, Larry's jam happening with Mr. V, Real Soul, DJ Spin, G-Dub, Sydney Perry, and George Vibe. We will be giving away some tickets to attend this house extravaganza going down again tomorrow, November 1st. But in case you don't win any tickets this evening, you can go to houseontheeastside14@gmail.com and RSVP. Tickets are also available at www.eventbrite.com. And like I said, it's in one of those super secret locations. So when you get your tickets, an email will be sent to you with the exact details. Again, y'all, it's Mr. V, 90.7 FM, KPFK. Just getting all hype,
right? I'm giving LA a little preview of tomorrow. That's just a little bit of what I have in my bag right now, man. I've been feeling a lot of music lately, man. There's a lot of great music out, man.
Well, just give us a little why don't you back announce for us a little bit, if you can remember. So what's this jam you're playing right now?
All
right,
the jam I played before this though was my boy Christian Nielsen. It's called Do You Mind? Play It Down, which is Jesse Rose's label, you know, Oliver Dollar and all those cats. So, and I'm proud of him too, man. He's number 11 on the Beatport Top 100, which is incredibly hard to do when you're a deep house kind of soulful cat. And he's young too, he's 22. So, congrats to my man Christian Nielsen and on the birth of his baby too. So, you know, a lot of good things happening to him. This jam right here is called Just Ducky by Sec on Lost My Dog. That's out right now. Yeah, you could get that on TrackSource and Beatport. The other track too by Christian Nielsen, you could get on TrackSource and Beatport. A couple of tracks I played. The one previous before that was Breaking These Chains, Saliva Commandos featuring Michelle Rivera, which was remixed by Ezel from Santo Domingo. So, you know, Dominicans are doing it too.
That's on your label.
Yeah, that's on Soul Channel Music, man. Mm-hmm. Shout out to my man Ezel. Another young cat too in this business, man, doing a lot of really big things. So before that you heard Nico and Vins, Am I Wrong, Kids Block remix. You could get that on SoundCloud. If you follow Soul Channel Music on SoundCloud, it's absolutely free. You could get that there. I also played Melissa B, Be Free, which is a beautiful vocal, and it was done by DJ Spin and Greg Hudgens, so you could get that on Quantize. Let me see, what else did I rock? Hold on a second. Bear with me, y'all. I played Brian Alexander Morgan and Real Soul. There's a track called On the Run, which is something brand new. I'll be honest, it was an exclusive for this, particularly for this show. And it's something very beautiful that Brian Alexander Morgan and Real Soul put together. Brian Alexander Morgan, for those who don't know, is one of the reasons why SWV is one of the biggest R&B groups. So it's good that, you know, we're working with R&B artists and stuff like that, and, you know, people of that caliber. After that, we heard the Michelle Shivani joint, Let Me See You, Clap Your Hands, which was done by Sean McCabe, Spen, and Tommy. In the beginning, the first track I played was my remix of Gold Digger for Moontile, which is also on Lost My Dog. You could get that right now on TrackSource and Beatport. I think that's it for now. Yeah, I'm still getting a couple things. I got some music, man, from Miguel Miggs. One I'm really feeling off his album that I'm gonna play next, man. I love his album. It's just an incredible album, man. And it's good to see him like in full form, man. You know, mm-hmm. It's been a minute since he's really released something, and I think this album's really good, man. It was good to hear.
Mr. V with the recommendations. You've been in this house music thing for such a long time. You've seen it go through so many changes. So, you know, what do you still we're multitasking in here. We are multitasking. So like I said, you've been involved in house music for such a long time now. You know, my question really is, you know, what do you see, like, with all the changes, what do you really still love about house music? And then what is sort of your hopes for the future of house music? Like,
well, change is good, right? Right? I mean, change is good. You know, I think life is boring when you go in a straight line. I find driving straight on a straight road puts me to sleep. I love left and right turns. You know what I mean? So, mm-hmm. You know, you gotta, everything changes, man. You gotta evolve with what's going on. The one thing I will say, and that I love about our scene right now, and is that it's big. It's big. It is really big. It's bigger than it is before. Even when it was big before, it's bigger mm-hmm. now. And I want to thank Disclosure. You know, there's so many people to thank, actually. There's Disclosure Art Department. There's a slew of deep house producers and DJs that are really doing things on a massive scale, and are keeping it underground. You know, the scene of it is still alive. You know, Kaiser with that incredible record, you know, that she put out. You know, it's stuff like that keeps us going. You know, and the fact that they didn't lose the roots of it. You know, these are young artists that this year in Ibiza, if you follow Kenny Dope on Instagram, I mean, the guy's taking pictures with Michelle Rodriguez, which everyone knows she's in the scene, but Idris Elba, you know, Disclosure wanting pictures with them, with Masters at Work. You know, that's a beautiful thing, man. You know, shouts to Daft Punk too, who still kept the Duro. These are people who are signed to major labels who, I'm not going to say refused to sell out, but just did what they did and still came back to the foundation. And that's always a beautiful thing, man, when people can come back to where it came from and still pay homage and still keep it rocking. So, you know, that's one thing I definitely appreciate, is that at least I know that this is, it's not going to die.
Mm-hmm.
The red light in the basement is never going to get turned off from what I'm seeing. Mm-mm. So I think we good. You know, I think the change is good. You know, I speak to Kenny Dope all the time, and we love the change.
Mm-hmm.
I love that I can go into records like this and still keep it funky with everybody, you know. So, you know, we just got to change the pace here and there. You know, it's I love my records. I love Holding Hands and Speaking Love, but I love some of that bottom end. You know, give me some of that thump in there. You know, I like drinking apple juice and orange juice, and I love having tequila. You know, I love doing a lot of different things, man. And I think when you express yourself in that way and you want to do different things, man, your life opens up even more.
If you weren't doing house music, what would you be doing? If you weren't
marketing.
A DJ, a producer?
Marketing.
Really? You'd be working for advertising label?
I did, yeah.
Advertising company?
I did 4 years at a marketing company called Foot, Cone & Belden, FCB in New York.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, before. Oh, okay. So, you know, you're the only person I think that knows about Foot, Cone & Belden.
Yeah, I'm from New York. I know about them.
Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I used to work there. And I used to work with creative directors. And I was always blown away on how people would take a product and they only needed 30 seconds of your time to instill that in your head for them to sell a product. And it sold. And I couldn't believe how much money was being poured in by these companies for people to come up with these presentations. And I loved everything about that. So I took what I learned there and I applied it to my label. That's why I think you see me push so much, you know, my label to where it is, and you know, how I've been here for 10 years and why I still kept going, because I took what I learned in the marketing department. Because to every listener out there, I mean, if you're going to get in this business, you need strong marketing. The reason why people are still around is because the marketing is strong. Yeah, the veterans have paved the way. But if you're new in this game, you need strong marketing. You can't just put a picture of somebody sitting next to a car with a little type. It doesn't work. You know, strong marketing is what sells. And it's obviously good music too, but if you have great marketing, then it works. Because there's crappy music out there, but it's selling because the marketing is insane. I mean, no offense, but Steve Aoki smacking people with a cake, he's still selling tickets though, right? I mean, it's still, you know, I'm not making fun.
No, we're not.
But at the end of the day, when you really look at it, as much as I don't like it, there's a marketing scheme to it. There's mm-hmm. a scheme to everything. He has a great marketing team.
Mm-hmm.
And when people can do stuff like that, it's the marketing team behind it. You know, it's great videos. It's what the kids want, unfortunately. And, you know, it is what it is. And he has a machine that backs him. But it doesn't mean that you need a big machine to do it. It really
sure.
doesn't. There are people out there. There are freelancers out there that you can pay. Some of them, you don't have to pay as much. And they can do it for you.
90.7 FM, KPFK, the words of Mr. V. Been in the game 10 years strong. Soul Channel Music, music for tomorrow. Again, he's in town for Dia de los Muertos with Real Soul and DJ Spin. We're going to be giving away some tickets to this thing shortly. And we hope that y'all will definitely come out for the party, because with that lineup, there's no reason why you shouldn't. If you RSVP, tickets are going to be $15.
Yeah, that's a super steal right there. Like tomorrow. I mean, listen, look. I mean, I could tell LA all day. We've never played together. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
The last time I played with Spen was in Italy. You know, and that was fantastic. I've played with Real Soul.
Yeah.
I mean, that's my partner. You know, that's my brother in crime. So, you know, just getting the three of us together is a first time thing. You know, it's also important too for like the scene. This is something different. You know, and you know, I just want people to come out and have a good time. You know, I know a lot of people here in LA, and you know, I have fans here too. So I definitely want them to come out. You know, we're gonna be playing, I think, till late. I really don't want to say how late, but it's gonna be till late. Trust me.
It's gonna go into the wee hours.
Yes. So if you have a babysitter, you might want to throw extra cash in there. You know what I mean?
Nice. we got about 5 minutes left in the program. I wonder if we, you know, how many tunes, if you can slide one more in there.
Yeah, I'm gonna slide one more in there. I'm gonna end off with my favorite record at the moment right now, and that's the Miguel Miggs featuring Nichelle D'Angelo, right? I think that's how you say it, Nichelle D'Angelo.
I think so.
I probably butchered her name.
Oh,
so.
Michelle Ndege Ocello.
And there it is. And I knew I was gonna butcher her name, and I just did. So.
That's okay. Why don't you get back into that, and then we'll have you come back and do some shout outs and all of that. 90.7 FM.
Let's do it.
KPFK. You home with one from Miguel Miggs and Nichelle Ndege Ocello. V, you got any shouts before we roll up out of here? We got to make way for the Truth Seekers.
Nice. Truth Seekers in the building. All right. Shouts to everybody, man, in LA tuning in, man. Shouts to my New York City family. You know how we do. Go Knicks. Let me see. Of course, you can find me on Twitter, man. Twitter.com/DJMRV. You can find me on Instagram. Instagram.com/DJMRV, hashtag DJMRV. And of course,
SoulChannelMusic.com, SoulChannel Music.com. That's pretty much it, man. And I got a single out on Ultra Records with Carnage, Eric Murillo, Harry Choo Choo's called Let the Freak Out. It's out right now. Music video should be out in 2 weeks on MTV. So enjoy that. I'm not in the video, so you don't have to worry about that. But you will hear me all over the place. Thank you so much, Christy Lomax.
No problem. That's going to do it for this edition of One Track Mind. Thanks so much for tuning in and keeping us company. Again, my special guest has been Mr. V in the house tomorrow night with DJ Spin, Real Soul for Dia de los Muertos. What we're going to do right about now before we get out is give away some tickets. So if you would like to go, we got four pairs or two pairs, V? We got four pairs of tickets.
Yeah, four.
So we have four pairs of tickets to some lucky KPFK winners. Give a call right now, 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK, if you'd like to be in attendance on the dance floor in the mix with V, Real Soul, and DJ Spin tomorrow night for Dia de los Muertos. That's going to do it for this edition of One Track Mind. Thanks so much for tuning in, keeping me company. Hope you've enjoyed the music as much as I've enjoyed presenting it to you. Stay tuned. The music continues on Friday night here at KPFK. The Truth Seekers are coming up next. Peace.